Octa Non Verba is a show that's raw and real, featuring hard-hitting interviews with people that live by the ethos of actions, not words. Marcus Aurelius Anderson is a TEDx speaker, best-selling author, veteran, and leadership and mindset coach. With this show, you get to join Marcus as he goes inside the minds and experiences of the world's most successful warriors, leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts. With each episode, you're going to get the philosophies, concepts, tactics, and strategies these leaders use to turn adversity into victory. Live an extraordinary life based on actions, not words. Now, here's your host, Marcus Aurelius Anderson.
I cultivate empty space as a way of life for the creative process. Josh Waitzkin. I'm Marcus Aurelius Anderson, and this is another installment of Octa Non Verba's Warrior Wisdom. In these shorter solo episodes, I'll highlight lessons from warriors past and present in all kinds of settings, from the battlefields of Italy, Greece, Japan, and the Middle East, to more modern-day warfare, including tactics seen today in business, society, and culture. I'll also be sharing lessons based on my own teachings and experiences. The reality is this: the world is a battlefield, and to not master these lessons leaves you grossly ill-prepared for the adversity that you will inevitably face in the future. Now, on to the lesson. This lesson is something that I've given to many of the CEOs, leaders, and entrepreneurs that I coach, which has helped every single one of them not only gain insights, but give them tremendous clarity and peace of mind. The beauty of this lesson is that there is nothing that needs to be purchased. There are no additional activities or steps necessary to implement what I'm about to teach you. In fact, you'll actually be doing less. I have a client that I've been coaching for a few years now, and when they first came to me, they were having a hard time sleeping at night. They said they just couldn't turn their mind off, even going to the extreme of calling it anxiety and just chalking it up to being a driven, successful, high-performing entrepreneur. On the surface, this person looked like the very definition of success at the time. They had a huge, successful company, they were in tremendous physical shape, and they even had a great family life and marriage. The thing was, over the last 3 years, they were getting more and more worn down and fast approaching a level of fatigue that wasn't sustainable. Burnout was a very real potential for them when they first started working with me. So we sat down and looked at their day architecture, uncovering everything that they did in a typical day and in a typical week, from waking until they went to bed. And while they were very busy, there wasn't anything out of the ordinary at first glance. But after careful reexamination, I saw the issue. In today's society, it is very common and even fashionable to wear headphones or AirPods almost 24/7. You'll see people from all walks of life doing this at their jobs, as they commute to and from work, or just walking down the street. The average American commute to work is roughly 27 minutes, and in most major European Union countries, the commute is around 30 minutes as well. For many, this is a time to listen to a podcast, an audible book, watch something on YouTube, or just scroll social media mindlessly. In fact, that's why some podcasts last only 27 minutes, so that they are easier to consume by people when they travel. Also, if you're someone that gets up and works out before you go to work, you probably listen to music to get yourself hyped up before the workout. Even while taking a walk or running outdoors, many wear some sort of headphones to listen. This constant bombardment of information described my client's day-to-day existence to a T. From the moment that they woke up to a loud, noisy, jarring alarm, to the moment that they try to go to sleep, they had some sort of audio input washing over them. When you looked at their daily activities, they had zero space for mental rest or even a break. Think about that for a second. No calm, no quiet, every waking moment. After this reflection, it's almost laughable. And yet, we have the audacity to be surprised when we finally do take off our headphones, turn off the music, TV, computer, and put our phone down before bed, that when our head hits the pillow, our mind begins to race. Crazy. You have to understand, your mind needs time to unwind, especially if you've been overstimulating yourself daily for years. The only time that my client had any space and calm was in the shower after they finished their intense morning workout, and occasionally, something interesting would happen. Now, before their workout, they would have some form of caffeine or maybe even a pre-workout drink that had caffeine and other supplements to give energy and enhance cognition. and often during the workout, their mind would wander towards what the day held for them or ideas about their business. Then, after a grueling workout, they shower for about 10 to 15 minutes. Consequently, this was also the only time during the day that they didn't have some sort of stimulus, earphones, or other input invading their peace of mind. Then, all of a sudden, in this isolated time of silence and calm, they'd have an incredible idea or some huge breakthrough that helped them solve a problem that they've been grappling with for months. So why does this happen? There's a lot of neurology, physiology, and psychology that I could talk about from research to sound smart to try to impress you, but that's not my goal. My goal is for you to win. So I'll just cut to the chase. Basically, they had these incredible breakthroughs because they let their mind unwind. The caffeine and endorphins released during the intense workout, coupled with the downregulation of the hot shower, primed their mind to have ideas and enlightening insights that they couldn't have achieved any other way. And while these breakthroughs were pretty incredible and happened semi-regularly, my client's sleep still eluded them. And that's when I asked them to do something drastic. I had them do a 30-day fast, but not a fast from food. It was a 30-day fast from sound, specifically an auditory fast from listening or even wearing headphones while they commuted to and from work. As I said earlier, the average commute is about 30 minutes, so collectively, that's 1 hour headphone time every day traveling. Instead of listening to anything on the drive or commute, I asked them to think of what they wanted to accomplish that day on the 30-minute drive into the office in silence. Then on their drive home, I had them give their mind time to unwind on the 30 minutes back, to just completely let go. On the drive home, the goal was just to let their mind wander and let everything that happened that day just melt away, as if putting their mind in a warm shower. We agreed that they could still listen to music to get themselves in the zone before the workout, but outside of that, no more podcasts, music, radio, or audiobooks while commuting. They agreed to do this for 30 days as an auditory detox to see what would happen. On our call 7 days later, they were absolutely ecstatic to tell me about their experience. Within the first day of doing this, they were able to fall asleep in less than 15 minutes, which is something they hadn't been able to do since opening their business nearly 13 years prior. In fact, they'd voluntarily taken the fast to the next level and stopped listening to music when they worked out, walked, or ran outside. This was an absolute game changer for them. After 30 days of this, they were going to sleep more quickly and sleeping better. They were also able to make better decisions in all areas of their life and business with greater clarity and honesty. I've had multiple clients report similar experiences from a 30-day audio detox. Many find that they are less anxious, less stressed, sleep better, have more energy, and have better focus within a few weeks of doing so. And yes, the irony is not lost on me that I'm recommending this auditory fast on a podcast and have books on Audible. But frankly, I'm not worried about that. I really don't care about that, because those things will all be there whenever you decide to come back to them after you've taken a break. And by then, you'll still have enough time and energy to be more intentional about what you listen to and more judicious in that input. This will help you select the best quality materials instead of just listening to something to pass the time. Try an auditory fast for yourself for 1 month. It can be just sitting in silence when you commute to and from work, or from additional audio input. The choice is yours. Give your mind time to unwind, and it will reward you in ways that will absolutely surprise you. Thus endeth the lesson. Your after-action items for this episode are pretty clear. Number one, set yourself up to win with the post-workout shower breakthrough by giving yourself space and time for your mind to unwind. Number two, do some form of audio fast for the next 30 days and see how it affects every aspect of your life. If you found quality in this episode, share it with others on social media or send this episode to somebody that needs to hear it. Also, check out my other Octonon Verba Warrior Wisdom episodes. They're all free of charge. You can go download the entire episode right now anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If you'd like to get more exclusive content and information, including the release date of my Octonon Verba book, our badass Octonon Verba apparel, upcoming events, and more, Join the Okta Nonverba Inner Circle for free at MarcusAureliusAnderson.com and at OktaNonverbaPodcast.com. Until next time, live a life of actions and not words. Live a life of Okta Nonverba.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Okta Nonverba. If this message resonates with you, please share it out with others on social media. Hit that subscribe button and leave a review for the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. To learn more, please go to MarcusAureliusAnderson.com and join his Okta Nonverba Inner Circle to get exclusive content, news, and information. Until next time, remember, talk is cheap. Live your life based on actions, not words.